the Weekly Warm Pipe.
Dude, we made it.
We're here, we're live, 100 episodes.
100 episodes deep on the Weekly Warm Pipe.
That's
and we haven't pretty missed
significant.
A week.
Bloody Bones is in the house.
We're doing a live show. We live streamed last week, the podcast, and then when I was editing it, I was like, oh, next week is our 100th episode, so we probably should live stream that as like an event as well. But I don't think we're going to live stream every week. I did still edit the podcast, put it up as normal on Saturday. Maybe you got a little less views on YouTube. And if you guys are listening on Google or Spotify and all that, nothing's going to change for you guys. It'll still be the same. But if you want to jump in and chat with us live Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock, maybe once a month. I don't know. We haven't gotten a schedule or anything down.
We haven't gotten that far yet, Russ.
Right. But we did make 100 episodes, not missing any. And we're up to like 60 or so on Warp Pipe Wednesday, which is like the bonus show, just to give you guys extra content, essentially, which I think we'll probably be skipping this week, depending how long this episode goes.
We'll see. We'll see. We're getting a lot of congrats in the chat. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we got a bunch of people in here. HPR Shredder, we got 100. Samuel says, congrats on 100, you too. Tony's in here as well. Congrats on the 100th episode. I was going to do some giveaways, too, here. I got some NES overlays, and I wanted to give out a bunch to you guys for watching. And if you guys listen,
Simpson.
I'll give you guys a chance to. Yeah, Nez Sum. I like that. Nez Sum Simpson. He likes NES and he likes Simpsons.
Hey, I'm down with that.
You're down with that. Are you down with the sickness?
I'm going to refrain.
So,
what's up from Easley? Yeah, that's sick.
What happened?
That's like in my hometown. Like, I'm going to be actually in Easley Friday.
Oh, no kidding. Grant is from Easley.
Because I work out of school out that way.
Yeah, I'm always curious where people are from and where they're listening from. Since the podcast is on quite a few different platforms, it's hard to narrow down. You know, you got on Spotify, these people listening here, or YouTube, these people over here.
So let us know in the chat, where are you from? Besides Easley.
Monterese, going through a lot this week. I need this tonight. Glad I got to catch the podcast tonight. I've been missing it, and this is my first watch. Dude, thank you so much for the constant support, not only on the podcast, I always jumping into my live streams and everything. So glad we can give you some entertainment, some relaxation, and good conversation for sure.
There you go. See what HP Shredder said?
Yeah. I watched them. Funny enough, we're talking about Disturbed. I've seen Disturbed open up for Hatebreed before they like got kind of mainstream or whatever, before Disturbed got mainstream. So they were like, everyone's like, what is this? Who are these people? And it was in like a smaller venue, like club style, like bar.
Gotcha. Thing.
And then they blew up months later and we're like, oh, okay.
That's funny. So HP Shredder's from Florida.
Okay.
Go Noles, he says. Go Gamecocks. I'm from South Carolina. Samuel's from Brooklyn, New York.
Nice. Yeah, it's freaking pouring here in Connecticut, so I imagine
same here. It must be really all up the East Coast because it's rained here all day long.
I'm like, I picked a great day to live stream. Hopefully everything works well.
There you go.
100 episodes. Jay got a wild idea to message me. One night, I was doing a podcast with my buddy Riff from Pixel Game Squad, Riff and Russ, which is still on my Russ Lyman channel. I think there's like 10 episodes or so. But it was tough to record that because Riff is in California, so we're in a 3-hour time difference. So oftentimes I would have to record very late at night.
You would kind of have to follow his schedule more so than vice versa.
Right. And it was at a time where I was able to do that because at that time I didn't have a girlfriend or anything. So I was just, all right, whatever, schedule on that.
Right.
But it ended and Jay seemed to like the podcast. So he reached out to me and was like, do you maybe want to do a podcast together?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I think I could probably do that. And Jay was like, listen, I'm not going to do anything but show up.
I don't know if, and also I realized that I'm a downgrade from the entertainment that Riff is able to bring with this high energy. I've been listening to Pixel Podcast today, actually. And man, that's such a good podcast. And you know, the interesting thing about Pixel Podcast to me is there's always like five people on at one time. And you think that it would be very chaotic, but whoever like the moderator is of that podcast, he does a really good job of like keeping it moving, because it kind of has like, they kind of have like little segments they do, which I thought if we could figure out how to get that into our podcast, it would be really interesting. We haven't quite figured it out yet. And also the other thing too is like, but no one really talks over each other that much, or if they do, it doesn't seem annoying. So it's pretty crazy how they're able to pull that off.
Right. And they're all live in the same room, so you almost get a different energy if you're all
right
together. Me and Jay obviously are states apart doing this through StreamYard, and it's a little, and plus it's late at night, so I can only dial it up so much here. We're recording at 10 o'clock at night, and I got my door shut with some soundproofing, and you know, hopefully neighbors don't mind. But
oh yeah, because you're like in a, you're in a condo right now.
Right, we are on the third floor, and there is, so I'm in the game room, and straight in front of me would be the next door neighbor's bedroom. So I don't know. I believe there is a brick wall in between us, so it does provide some sound dampening. But hey, we make do with what we got here. All right,
that's right.
We kept this going for over a year, so we're glad a lot of people are enjoying it.
Russ, when we first started, did you think we would make it to 100 episodes, or did you even consider it?
I mean, I've done a podcast before, Riff and Russ. We did one with the Retro Games Plus store, and we got pretty far. With us being the weekly Warpipe, pumping out one episode a week, I think pretty certain we were going to get there. Sometimes a lot of podcasts do, you know, monthly episodes, and then you're only doing 12 a year, but we're cranking them out. We technically are cranking out two a week. Then we started doing Warpipe Wednesday. We wanted to stick with the theme of pipes.
That's right.
And
warps.
At the very beginning of those episodes, we were kind of doing the nostalgia episodes as well, but keeping them shorter. The very first episode was just talking about Blink-182, because I think they had just announced they came back. But then I was like, we're not going to be able to keep this up because we're going to run out of topics doing two retro topics per week. So I said, let's just make Wednesdays be, hey, what are you doing? What's going on in your life this week? Or what games are you playing? Kind of a laid back episode. It makes it easier.
More of a Russ, what you doing kind of episode.
More of a Russ, what you doing. And then if you do go back and check out our early episodes, the way I format it, it is a lot different. You got me and Jay, top and bottom. I got our symbol. And then I used to do a CRT TV on screen with like B-roll of something we're talking about. Maybe it's a game. But that took hours to edit.
And yeah, way more complicated for us.
I didn't think it was worth the effort to put that much in. So this format's a little bit better. I can change a little bit of angles like this if I wanted to make it jazzy. And we can do some screen sharing.
Do some jazz hands to make it jazzy.
Do some jazz hands. And then with the live episodes, we are able to you know, pop in with some comments. What's up, Tech Wiz X? Finally made it here. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Retro Car Collectors here as well. I see a lot of people that were in my live stream. I was live streaming some DuckTales too over my channel before this, and I said, hey, come over, check it out.
I think Retro Cart Collector is a channel that I've recently started watching, if it's who I'm thinking of. He'll do like I can't remember if it's 5 or 10 NES games in my collection, which I thought was kind of a really cool way to do it, because like instead of showing what he's getting new,
he's already showing what he has.
Assuming, yeah, he's just showing like, let's go through this 10 games this week or whatever. So I think that's who that is.
Okay.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's you.
I dig that concept. You know, it certainly sometimes could be a struggle trying to figure out content, especially retro game content, if you're not going to the swap meets and the flea markets, buying stuff and bringing in new stuff to make that content to show it, then that's a new spin to put on, like, well, let me showcase all the games I got sitting on the shelf here.
Yeah. Yep. He said, yeah, that's me. Sweet. All right. Good. Extreme Excellent. Close up. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Party on, Wayne.
So good. We did ask you guys a bunch of questions on our social media as well. So we'll get to those. And I do have a voicemail we can get to. So if you guys want, we do have a voicemail. You can leave messages for
you
us.
You can call now.
We'll play them on air. I mean, technically, yes, you can call now, leave a message, and I can set it up. It won't be live like you talking to us, but I can play the message. That number is 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP. You can leave us a voicemail.
Call now.
Call now. Forever hold your peace.
HPR Shredder says, I have essentially no games nor collection. I think he kind of buys something, talks about it, and then sells it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Is that kind of the way he rolls? Yep. Like, kind of in and out.
This
gets
thing.
It long Got enough it. To review it and get through it and play it. And
yeah.
I also think that he tends to do most of his stuff on the Famicom disc system. I used to have one of those up until about 3 months ago. I sold it to Mega Dan 29. He'd been wanting to play some games on the disc system, and I had one for years and years and years and never played it and never played the Zelda game I had on it. And I just said, you know what, Dan, I'll send it to you. So he sent me a little bit of money. I sent him that. But yeah, it's kind of neat seeing some of the differences. Like he'll show like music on the NES and like music on the disc system because it had a bit better, you know, sound chip or something.
Well, something it's
technological.
Funny. So I just jumped over to check the channel because I know you guys are talking about Rygar. I did watch that Rygar video, I think on Tuesday or might have been Monday when I got home from work, because I definitely remember live streaming Livegar and get right Livegar. Rygar getting through it. Well, he talked about how the boss was Ligar, Rygar, and all that.
Oh, yeah, Ligar and Rygar. You know what? I think I do remember. I started it because I remember there was like a translation error or something.
Right. But very cool. Also, I have the same CRT TV as well. So I use that oftentimes for my B-roll. But
yeah,
great lighting, great format for sure, man. I definitely got to check out a few more videos.
And I'll say this, for me personally, it's really hard to keep my attention for longer than like 10, 15 minutes. And he has like 40 minute episodes, 40 minute plus. So good job.
There you go. Yeah. What was it Waves and Gabe saying here? I feel like retro hunting focus really took off in 2020 and it's not everywhere.
Maybe he meant to say, and now it's everywhere. I'm going to guess that
came out a little
different. Putting words in your mouth.
Maybe with the pandemic in 2020, people discovered new hobbies or passion for something and then just started, oh yeah, remember this NES, let me get back into it. Yet now it's everywhere is what he's saying.
See, I'm reading your thoughts, Waves and Games.
It's everywhere.
Get the So you inspired me last week, Russ, that VHS or the movie episode we did. I went out and bought some DVDs from Goodwill.
Nice.
I got Contact.
Oh, sweet.
I got Little Monsters with Fred Savage.
Yes, fantastic one.
I've never seen that movie, so I'm excited to watch it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
I got Mickey's Christmas Carol because I'm worried about like those Disney movies like going up in price. You know, not that I love Disney. I think Disney's lame. But Disney Christmas Carol was really awesome.
Fair enough.
Back in the day. And I got two more, but I don't. Oh, you know what I got? I got The Terminal. You ever seen The Terminal with Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. I'm pretty sure I did. He stays in The Terminal for like.
Yeah, it's really an interesting movie. But I got that because I've wanted that for a while. And there was one more, but I don't remember what it is. But anyway, I've been trying like a couple weeks ago.
$6 or something?
No, like a buck a piece.
Yeah.
$5 or something.
Sweet.
And then a couple weeks ago, I got Labyrinth.
I haven't seen that one. A lot of people talk about it, so shame on me.
So I'm just trying to like diversify my DVD collection and Blu-ray collection if the price is right, because I would like it where I wouldn't have to have 1,000 streaming services. Like, I'm currently working on getting all of The Office, so I don't have to have Peacock just to watch The Office, you know?
Right. And my main thing, I mean, we're streaming, could be our internet and this and that. Again, it's raining today. Oftentimes we'll be watching something and the buffering is like so crazy. And I'm like, I wish I could just put in a DVD and it's just going to play straight through. I mean, unless it has a scratch, but it's going to play straight through.
You ever seen The Ringer?
No.
With Johnny Knoxville, and he's like working with all the handicapped people, and he pretends he's like mentally challenged to play in the Olympics.
Wait, maybe I did.
Anyway, yeah. It just reminded me because that one guy goes, "Scratch, scratch, you scratch my CD in plain sight." And when you said scratch, that's sorry, my brain just
I
that's where it.
It
went. Yeah, you scratched my CD. That's it.
Well, we got Labyrinth. Is a movie you love if you saw it as a kid, and you'll hate it if you didn't see it until you were an adult. So
that's probably the truth.
And then have you heard of LimeWire? I heard it has everything.
LimeWire, yes.
Dude, we should never did an episode on like
downloading stuff.
Like you're right, Napster and LimeWire. So that could be a future episode.
Yeah. Pretty sure my computer got lots of viruses off LimeWire when I was downloading Bayside and Postal Service and whatever else I listened to.
I would try to get a bunch of like covers. And this is funny because it came up. So my favorite band's MXPX. And there was a Barbie Girl cover that came up and it was labeled as MXPX, but I believe it was Homegrown that did it. But it's funny how with those downloading services, Napster and LimeWire and all that, a lot of the times the bands would be mislabeled or relabeled wrong. So right. You would get like Barbie Girl by Green Day or like Simple Plan, Homegrown, but it's like the same song.
Right.
So then you're like, who really did it? Can I tell this person's vocal? Like, did they stand out that much? And I know who it is.
Well, you would know if it was MXPX. He's got a pretty distinct vocal
voice. Yeah, that's where I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Homegrown, because even with him, he had a distinct voice.
Yeah.
It's just a question or a statement here. If I could pick one system to collect for, I think I'd go GameCube. I love the different systems and all the way the mini disc use one color and stuff. Seems like a fun system.
I think the GameCube is interesting, just the shape, the pure shape of it. And it has like a little handle on it.
Right.
That's
like,
so crazy.
Did they really think we were going to travel that much holding the GameCube, I guess?
I don't know.
Maybe in Japan it took off more with that?
Maybe.
Have you ever seen the Panasonic Cube?
No, I don't think so. What's it look like?
It's like a mirror finished GameCube.
Oh, yes, I have seen that. Yeah,
and
I have.
And it plays... I think it plays DVDs, I want to say, or karaoke, or it's something crazy. I have only seen it once, like in person. It came traded in.
I don't know if I've ever seen it in person, but as long as you and I have both been on YouTube, I've seen it in plenty of videos. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Coming up. We got some questions. Waves and games.
Let's see it.
My go-to question lately is, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Go ahead, Russ. Do you know yours?
I usually gravitate towards cookies and cream.
So I
like an Oreo.
Like the other day, we bought two boxes and I bought Moose Tracks and birthday cake. And I could eat Moose Tracks. Oh my God, it's so good. I love the big chunks of chocolate in it. It's killing my diet currently.
There we go. Your favorite. If we're going warp pipe. Nostalgia going into the warp pipe, going back, then it'd have to be a Neapolitan. I would always get it. That's all my grandparents would get. So I would always get it on the weekends when I went to their house.
My grandparents always had like orange sherbet. And I was like, what is this? This isn't even ice cream.
I feel like it's
kind of good. And I'm going to eat it because it's got sugar in it. And I'm a kid, but I really want something else.
Right. Right.
When you were a kid, did you have like the belief that Breyer's ice cream was like superior to all other ice creams the way I did?
Yeah, I'd probably say that was like the higher end ice
cream. It had like this high end feel to it. I don't know. Like, I don't get that. I don't feel that way anymore. But when I was a kid, I was like, ooh, Breyer's, like, we really spent some money on this ice cream. What was like $1.50 more?
I think because of the packaging, because it's in that, it's like a black base, right? The container.
Yeah.
The background's black, and then you're adding the stuff on it. Whereas with friendlies, it's like red and gold. So you're like, more playful, like not as.
Yeah.
Not as fancy.
And then like they had like vanilla bean, which sounds, you know,
fancier.
Swanky.
Yeah. Regular vanilla.
It's like, oh, your vanilla has beans in it.
Straight from the beans.
This is grade A quality stuff I'm bringing here, guys.
Anyways. Capcom or Konami?
I got to go Konami purely based off of the Castlevania series.
That is true.
Yeah, I love Castlevania, and Super Castlevania is my absolute favorite.
But then you're giving up all the Disney games.
Don't care.
All the Mega Mans.
Oh, so be it.
I will write
them off in a second for Super Castlevania 4.
Now are we talking strictly NES or?
Doesn't matter.
The board.
Street Fighter 2, wipe it off the existence. I want Super Castlevania 4.
How do you feel about Plinko machines, Jay?
Crap. Plinko garbage. Machines. Okay, so those suck. If we're talking about currently, garbage.
I'd probably still go with Capcom. Just because of all the Mega Man games and then all the Disney DuckTales, Darkwing Duck.
Don't care.
Don't Let's play really Tailspin much.
Get out of here.
What other ones we got? Street Fighter 2099.
2010.
Oh, 2010. That's right. Not 2009.
Get it right, Russ.
Get it right. That's the X-Men. I'm thinking of X-Men 2099. Jeez Louise.
What's Samuel Mears saying over here?
I remember back in the day, an amazing Zelda song labeled From System of a Down. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was all over the Pirate Bay. Don't really know performing the song, but it was done well. No, I remember that song. It had to be System of a Down or very similar artist, the way he sings and everything. But yeah, it wasn't like a cover song of like one of the Zelda songs, but he was like, I bet you we could find it if you want to try to hear it. I don't know if I'll get copyright and strict.
That's funny. So you know what? Can I tell you a funny story about System of a Down?
Yeah.
Real quick. So for work, I have to drive this truck to the landfill a lot and dump it. And like, I'll always like find myself getting so sleepy on like this 45-minute drive because there's no radio in this truck. So it's just like, you just hear like the droning of the wind. So when I start getting sleepy, like one of the things I do to like keep myself awake is like, I'll scream songs.
Yeah.
Cause it like, it's loud and it entertains my brain and it forces me to be like obnoxious to myself. So the first thing I always think of is like, I'm telling myself to wake up, like, wake up, Jay. So I go, wake up. So I start singing freaking System of a Down. I don't think you trust in my... Anyway, I won't sing the whole thing, but that's where my brain goes.
All right, this was uploaded 15 years ago. System of a Down, Legend of Zelda.
Let's hear it.
Link, it come to town. Come to save the Princess Zelda.
This is hilarious.
Now the children don't play, but they will. When Link saves the day, hallelujah. Now Link, fill up your hearts so you can shoot your sword with power. And when you're feeling up now, the valley will come around. So you'll be brave and not disease coward.
That's so funny.
It goes out for like another 40 seconds, but
we get the point.
It's so good. When I found it, I'm like, what? What is this?
I've literally never heard that.
Yeah. See, that brings back so many memories.
Hey, there's another question I really want to answer from HBR Shredder. Tecmo versus Sunsoft. I'm going to let you guess what my answer is. It comes down to one thing.
I mean, it's got to be Tecmo. Because, right? Isn't Ninja Gaiden on Tecmo?
No, it's not Ninja Gaiden, Russ. Use your brain. I love you. Use your brain.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Wait. This is perfect opportunity here. Jay chose Sunsoft because of Batman.
That's exactly right.
Here's my
that game. Favorite. That's the only reason I'm here talking to any of you today, because of that game right there. I love Batman too much. Batman and Castlevania, 1A, 1B.
I could have just showed off my...
Samuel knows. Look at Samuel.
My Batman tattoo.
Because of Batman. Batman, that game is so... It is just the best.
I was playing it the other day, and I couldn't beat the Joker again. I'm like...
The first time I heard that music, after like 30 years of not hearing it, my body just went back in time, and I was in my bedroom, and it was the best feeling ever.
Hang on.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Keep entertained. I got to pick something up.
Just remember, if you got to go, go with the smile. There's your little Jack Nicholson. I really look forward to Ninja Gaiden games, though. Oh, dude, I love Ninja Gaiden. Don't get me wrong. I've beat 1, 2, and 3. But Batman. So basically, for those of you that don't know, I was at home and I was trying to decide, do I want the new Xbox One, the new PS, whatever it was at the time, 4 maybe. And then I thought, you know what? I never beat Batman as a kid. And then it was like my mission to get an NES and to beat Batman. And I did. And it was like the greatest feeling ever. And then I was like, I've never beat Ninja Turtles either. So then I did that.
Bada boom.
And then it was like an obsession to beat all the games that I sucked at as a child.
There you go.
What you got, Russ?
So I did go, I didn't explain this, but you can pop into a quick story. This past weekend, I ended up going to see this band called Bit Brigade, and their whole
they're coming to Greenville.
Oh, you gotta go. They play video game music while a person plays the game. So they did Castlevania, and we saw Legend of Zelda. So you speed run the game, I guess. Speed run the game,
yep.
And then they played the music live. And before they played, we were chatting with them, and I was checking out their merch table. I did buy a sweet Mega Man t-shirt. It was the box art for Mega Man over in Europe. But I did pick up on vinyl.
Oh, that's sick.
They did the Batman soundtrack. And they have some stuff from Return of Joker as well.
Nice.
But I got this. It was $30. And I listened to it. It sounds awesome. So it's the music from the NES game, but done with live instruments, and a couple from Return of the Joker. So Bit Brigade is the name of the band. Pretty awesome.
I love it. Yeah. So actually, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but they were here like one day before Southeast Game Exchange. It was like they were here that Friday night, and then everybody got in town like Saturday or whatever.
Gotcha.
Or maybe it was like Thursday, because me and Retro Rick almost went to see him, but then we did not.
Yeah, I had seen them in New York a while ago, and then I bought tickets in 2020, and then obviously the pandemic happened, so their tour got canceled. So when I saw they were coming back around, I was like, let's go. So I got a group of my friends. We got up right at front row. I could show a crude video of basically what they do, but playing video game music while a person plays video games. So he went through, so people are asking, this is Legend of Zelda. And it was basically like, are they going to play the same track over and over again for like the overworld? But I'm like, no, they'll play stuff from like Zelda 2, A Link to the Past. So they play a lot of different Zelda music while they're playing. But
so I missed them. February 23rd, they were at the Radio Room in Greenville.
Oh, so you just missed it.
Last they've been through several times, so maybe fingers crossed they'll come back.
We shall see. Let's jump over to we'll hear our phone call.
Let's hear it.
I keep dreaming about my dream phone.
It's for you.
Hey, I was just listening to Warp Pipe Wednesday. I'm going to try to keep it quick this week. Maybe boring, but talking about Jaws was the wrong word last week. Because I don't think it's boring. I think it's just when I saw it as a kid, I thought it was so scary. And then when I went back and watched it like as an adult, I was like, eh. You know, of course,
that makes
saw
sense.
It as a kid, it's not as scary as you remember. Maybe it's a little more slower paced than a lot of today's horror thriller movies. But, which is weird because my favorite TV show ever is The Twilight Zone, like the original black and white Twilight.
Yeah.
It's a great show. I go back and I watch like every season from time to time. At work right now, I got some downtime. I always watch an episode of Twilight Zone, you know, and then I wait a little bit, watch them again. They're so good. But a lot of people would probably watch that and go, this is so boring. It's so slow compared, you know, obviously back from like 1950, 1960, black and white shows, a lot more slower pace than shows now, but I still love it.
I mean, I watch Andy Griffith all the time.
Second, Jay's right. I would count BioShock as a horror game, and I think it's the greatest horror game ever. I think Jay's right. Like the first two games are great. They take place in Rapture. I like BioShock Infinite better. The City of Columbia. But yeah, they're great games. You know, you got to go back and play it from time to time. Every now and then, you got to go back and play BioShock, even for a little bit. But it's great. There's some creepy scenes in there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
love would BioShock. You kindly. What about you guys? Twilight Zone fan?
Yes, I like Twilight Zone. All
right. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Thanks for calling in, chatting and giving us something to talk about.
There was like one episode, and it's called like Beauty is in the Eye of the Beholder, and it's
right,
like,
yes,
they do this plastic surgery on this girl, and her face is like gorgeous, right? And they unwrap her, and you think she's gonna be like mangled, but she looks beautiful. And then it's like the doctor and the nurses all turn around, they all have
like
pig faces like this,
yeah. So that's
and it's like, so, and they thought she was ugly, you know what I mean? So, like, I thought that was pretty cool.
That one's a classic episode. I love the one where the beast is on the airplane wing during the storm.
That's from the movie, right? That's from the movie.
I'm pretty sure it's from the movie, yeah.
Because it was like a 2 or 3 part series.
Yes.
It was like, there's one where like the Tasmanian devil comes out of the TV, the little boy, all his thoughts are like coming to life. But yeah, when the creature's on the wing, that part's crazy. And the other cool thing about that is, The Simpsons did a parody of that. That was really cool.
Yes, I remember that. That's definitely a fun one. So then basic episode. I like the one with the guy that flips the quarter and it lands on the side. And then he was able to hear people's thoughts. Do you remember this one?
I remember that one.
And so he worked at a bank and then he was like hearing people's thoughts and someone was like talking about how they were going to rob the bank, but just in their mind and like, it just freaks you out. And then he was like going insane. So when he was leaving, the guy was selling newspapers and he like threw another quarter, which knocked his down. And he was like, hey buddy, like I had that standing all day. And he was like, oh, it was you that did it. And I always thought that was kind of interesting because it's like, what are the chances it would land? Boom.
Was the monkey paw? Was there like a monkey paw episode where like the fingers close every time they make a wish or was that, am I making that up? Cause that was on The Simpsons too.
That sounds familiar, but I mean, Twilight Zone certainly I would say is classic, and I think it's paced well enough because they're shorter episodes, right? You're going into Jaws, that's like 2 hours, right? Twilight Zone is what, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, much more digestible.
Yeah, and I think also too that it's in black and white kind of adds to that mystery in like that time frame. I don't know, it just sits so well, maybe just because my mom watched it growing up, so then I was watching it and I just enjoyed it.
I think the other thing that's cool about like Twilight Zone is, and I brought up Andy Griffith, was it doesn't matter how it's presented with like the black and white if it has a good story, right? Kind of like an NES game, doesn't matter how the NES game is presented with 8-bit graphics as long as the gameplay is good, the controls are good. Like Contra is as good as any game nowadays. So I think like those games, those movies, or sorry, shows are just as good as some shows now. Maybe better.
Right.
So there you go.
To touch on BioShock, yeah, I only very recently played BioShock. I didn't play it when it came out. I live streamed it maybe 5 years ago now. Like whenever I live streamed it on PS4, where they had the collection on PS4. So whenever that came out, kind of. Definitely enjoyed it, and I like dived in heavily into like the lore and just watching any YouTube video explaining all the stuff about BioShock. And then when Infinite came out and how that was getting tied in and they were like crossing over, and I really enjoyed Infinite's DLC because it had a part where you went back to Rapture and you actually went back the night before like everything went haywire, so you could actually see these people enjoying themselves and using their powers, I guess, for what they were meant to be. Like the guy was like that can like light cigarettes because he can make fire with his hand or whatever.
He's
not trying to rip like, your face off.
What's funny is like as much as I loved that first game, which I adored it, I remember my wife would, it was right when we first got together, she'd be like, can you stop playing that? Like that music is creeping me out. And like the people like hollering in the background and whatever. As deep as enthralled as I was with that first game, I started to play the second one. I think I rented it back when you could still rent games or something. Somehow I got a hold of it. When I didn't get very far in it, and it was like the one with the big sister. So I've never played through the second one or Infinite.
Ooh.
But recently I bought them on the Nintendo Switch maybe a year or so ago, because I was doing like a top 10 favorite games of all time. And it was like you could buy all three. So I have them all, and I'm going back through the first one, but I kind of got stuck in this one spot and I haven't got back to it. But I do plan to play them all at some point.
Yeah, I ended up, I said, streaming it. I wonder if I could find it on my channel to see what I think I streamed all of them, I want to say.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Like back to back.
While you're looking for that, I'm going to just read a couple comments. HBR Shredder said, my buddy Nick lives in Greenville, which I remember him saying. So if you ever come to Greenville, we'll hit it up and hang out. Waves and Game says, I love how Jay was responding to the voicemail like it was a live call. Part of that is because I want to comment on it before I forget what he's saying. So I'm like just chiming in. But yes, I kind of do treat them like they're live. And then this Mike is a pipe bomb was talking about Twilight Zone. He said the one where the slot machine called out Franklin creeped me out as a kid.
Nice. I looked it up. I got him on my backlog here. So November 30th, 2018, I did BioShock first time playthrough. Then I guess I didn't live stream the second one, but I did Infinite in December. And it looks like the finale beating BioShock was January 2019.
There you go.
So, yeah, I definitely like to go back into that and play it. And I had a project, a DIY project I'm hoping to complete. I bought one of the Big Daddy figures, and then I bought one of these big like containers at like the craft store with like a lid and like a wooden base. So I want to make like a terrarium type scene and put the BioShock figure in there. So I'll have to see, do it soon, get the video good, and then when the BioShock series drops on Netflix, drop the video so it's more searchable. So that'll be cool.
Get some like little sisters crawling out of some sewer pipes or whatever it was they crawled out of.
Right. BioShock is all right, but it doesn't have Master Chief, so I mean, I don't know, it's as good as Halo.
Halo is great. I like Halo more for multiplayer than campaign, though.
Oh, okay. To play with other people.
Yeah. Well, I just like,
multiplayer aspect of that.
Yep.
Fair enough.
He says, also, BioShock is kind of dark blue and Halo is green, which is an advantage for Halo. I don't understand, but okay. See, I would have called BioShock kind of green.
Gray green. Yeah, because you're underwater.
Maybe
I guess they're murky.
Maybe I'm just thinking of the green Xbox box.
True. So I sent Jay some pictures. I ended up, let me Did I put the other one over here? Yeah, let me grab that one there. Hey, oh, Jay's grabbing something, so I can't grab something. Yeah, so I was working on these. I have custom overlays for the NES controller. And I said I wanted to do some weekly warp pipe ones. And I came up with two designs.
I got is this the one that I helped modify when you asked the question?
Let me go grab it because someone actually ordered
one. 2 cents worth. Russ took my 2 cents into account. It's not supposed to make sense. I'm just talking. Fair enough, HBR Shredder. I thought that you may be, because sometimes I watch this live show called the Pittsburgh Penguins Collective, the Penguins Collective, and I'm always just writing nonsense in their chat. So I get it. I get it.
So I came up with two designs. Maybe we'll have three. I didn't print out the other one. I can show it on my phone. But I wanted something. So like the warp pipe, you're going, the whole idea of the podcast and the name is the weekly warp pipe, right? You're going into the warp pipe, going back and reliving some nostalgia, like going back and remembering stuff. So I did this one here. It's an overlay and it's got Mario 1, 2, and 3 on it. And
the J design.
I'm mimicking the this. I took
the face,
and I kind of used the same lightning,
yellow lightnings,
right, to break it up or whatever.
That was the idea I brought to the table. I was like, why don't you do Mario 1, 2, and 3?
And then to stick with that, I ended up doing the top cartoons that are of the time. So we got G.I. Joe, Ninja Turtles, and Transformers.
That's not coming in very strong.
I know. Like, come on.
There we go. I can see Optimus. I can see Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, and I can see Duke in Gung-Ho. I think that's Gung-Ho.
I think so, yeah. So those are the little overlays. And then the other one I did was just a purple, basically this background here with like the lines in space. And then it's
purple space. Pipe.
Not top. What's up, dude? What machine are you using to make those controller printout cutouts? I'm using a Cameo, a Silhouette 3, I think.
His laser eyes, because he's a robot.
Laser eyes. Yeah, just using super high quality
laser eyes.
Laser eyes. It's not really sticker paper. I guess it's label paper. I forgot the company that I use, but they're $2 a sheet essentially, so it's better than just getting the sticker paper at the CVS or wherever you go. And then I make the designs myself and print them out. I did these. I was going to do some giveaways for these. I did a bunch of Friday the 13th for someone that wanted one, which I got him his, but these are, I showed them off before. They kind of have lines in them. You can see like, it didn't print perfect, but it's still a good overlay.
It's almost like when you play an NES game on a top loader.
Or like on a CRT TV. Like, I feel like it kind of fits. So I have a few of these. I don't know if anyone wants one of these here. You guys are here live for the podcast. You can let me know, and I can give away a few of these here. And I want to give away some of the... some of the warp pipe ones. 100 episodes, figure we give away some stuff. We got 12 people watching live. So let me know. I don't have to draw anything. Just be like, hey, I want one.
There you go.
Such an inbox.
Bam. First person that says they want one gets one.
Yeah, the cutouts are sick. Yeah, I've been trying to fine tune the machine itself, because there's so many factors of like getting these printed. And then if it messes up halfway, now I messed up the paper. So I'm out ink. I'm out the sticker paper, and I have to start again. And then maybe the ink's low, so then I got to order more ink. So it's kind of a pain, but I have been shipping out yesterday and today a bunch of orders. And I shipped out 10 of them to my friend, the Nintendo doctor over in Portland, Oregon. He has a small game convention on Friday. Sick. So hopefully he can sell some there and see how they do. So
HBR Shredder said, you guys should do a top 10 warp pipes featured in the Mario universe. And I hope one from Mario Party 2 makes the list. Well, I'll be completely honest and say, unless Russ knows about that one, it won't make the list because I've never played Mario Party 2, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I only played very few Mario Party games because a lot of my friends didn't have that game. We weren't doing party games, so I basically just played single player games. I played one on my birthday, and I remember it taking forever, and I'm like, what is this game?
I played it one time. Austin here in Greenville had some kind of like a Southeast Game Exchange kind of party, but it was like way before the convention. I don't remember exactly what the purpose was. It was to promote it or something, but
yeah,
they were playing it there and I played it for a little bit, but like, I think that's literally the only time I've ever played a Mario Party game ever, 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 ever,
ever, ever, ever, ever, ever,
ever, ever.
Let's see. I guess we could get to some questions that we asked prior. I posted on our social medias and I was saying, hey, it's our 100th episode. Hit us with some questions.
What did you say? What did you say?
Springfield, let's hear from you.
So let's see. On Facebook, on the weekly Warp Pipe page, we got Matthew Durkin. Congrats on hitting 100 episodes, guys. I'm not sure I'll make the live, so I'll ask my question now. What's one game series that you wish you would either get a new sequel or a remake? For me, I love for them to remake the Legacy of Kain series with updated graphics and controls with a fresh spin on the story. Remake or sequel, Jay?
So there was recently an episode of My Retro Life, and I can't for the life of me remember what game he was playing on there, but I said they needed to make a sequel. You know what it was? I want a new Mario Sunshine on the Switch. Mario Sunshine Part 2.
I see a lot of people post, you could only choose one, and it was Mario Sunshine 2, Mario Galaxy 3, or Super Mario Odyssey 2. So I was like, choose one.
Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to say also, a Super Mario World 2 would
not,
also
not
be
Yoshi's
really
Island.
Cool. Not Yoshi's Island. I don't want to hear, And also, why did they make Yoshi look so weird?
They were, I don't know, trying to gear towards
they
younger
really
kids,
babied
I guess
him down.
Right.
I don't know.
I definitely said this in the past and whatnot, but I would love for them to remake Star Tropics. Get a new update to that. I mean, we got Link's Awakening. Got a remake on the Switch. A few other games. I mean, they've done the Final Fantasy games where they kind of updated the pixel graphics. Show Star Tropics some love, right?
That's it.
It's a good one.
Megadan right in the house. Sorry, I had to say it real quick.
Okay. What up, Megadan? I just sent him an overlay.
Good.
He wanted a Contra one. All right, where are we? Facebook. Brian. It's a fight to the death between Stuart Little, ex-orphan, and Remy the Rat, a.k.a. Little Chef. You have to pick one, and if your pick wins, you win $1 million. If they lose, you owe $1 million. So there's a lot at stake. Who do you pick?
So I've got to go with Remy the Rat. He just looks freaking cooler than stupid Stuart in his dumb little red shirt.
I probably only seen Stuart Little once. I definitely seen Ratatouille at least twice, and I rode the ride at Disney. So my money would probably be on Ratatouille. Although, I mean, he does have to use the human to kind of do a lot of his handiwork. I don't know if he'll have access to a human to fight just rat on rat.
I've never seen either movie. I'm just basing it on one looks actually like a rat and one looks like
too cutesy or something.
A poser. Poser loses.
Joe Dunbar, two handsome boys.
Boys.
Thanks, Joe. We miss you.
Joe, stop fantasizing about me and Russ. Shame on you.
Shame on you. All right, what else we got? I think we got Instagram. Someone had sent a question or so. Cup of Retro. Who is the greatest of all time pop punk band and why?
There's only one answer.
I'm going to switch it up a little bit because I know what Jay's saying, right? What are you pulling out? No, you're pulling out your guitar.
See this name? This name is all you need to know. It is Tom DeLonge in Blink-182. It's not MXPX.
You got to say the why. You can't just show the guitar.
Why?
What is your why?
Because they're incredible and they're awesome. And they wrote Turpentine, which is like the coolest song I ever heard.
All right, I'm switching up. Although we love Blink and talk about Blink a lot in here, and I too have the guitar of Tom DeLonge. I'm going to say best pop punk band of all time. I have to go with Newfound Glory.
What? No way.
I feel like they had like...
Jordan Putnick's cool, but they ain't that cool.
They had a good style going for that pop punk era, right? You had the nice spiky hair, lip ring. They all had like the college shirts or Dickies and this and that.
They put out... Awesome, but that was about it.
Like... first CD or like they're self-titled, like nothing going
on. Hard onto the ground, pull his guts out by frustration. Be careful, you might kill him. The first one with the condoms on the front and the
That's their second CD. All right,
that's their second CD. There was one before that.
There was. It's not as great quality, but
all right. Well, that's the one I'm considering.
Like the main But I mean, they had all the. I feel like they were the ones that started. That more mainstream, the pop punk cover, right? They did From Your Screen to Your Stereo. And I have never like, oh, like making this song punk, like never thought of that. And then they started coming out with those albums I heard was Punk Goes Pop, volume whatever. And I was like, oh, Newfound Glory does this one like so much better or whatever. So I don't know. Newfound Glory for me.
Russ is wrong.
Megadan says, congrats on the 100. Much appreciate it, man.
Yes, thank you.
What is the beef with... I have some beef with Link's Awakening remake. I find it absolutely unacceptable that the frame rate drops to the teens in the overworld. Tears of the Kingdom is stable, but Link's Awakening stutters. The original on Game Boy runs more smoothly.
That is pretty sad, actually. You know what? I've never beaten Link's Awakening. But I plan to put it in my Super Game Boy at some point and get through it.
There you go. YouTube, over on our community YouTube page, the Weekly War Pipe, we asked you some questions as well.
You got questions, we got answers.
Rodney Torres. What's that? Wow. What's that?
What's that from? I don't just keep going.
There you got questions, we got answers.
It's some commercial, I don't know.
You know, there's a board game that you have to say like the catchphrases and then name it from a
catchphrase from,
or whatever, you know, their slogan like that.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Like ba-da-ba-ba-ba, the worst slogan of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we got questions. You got isn't it Allstate? Is that Allstate?
Allstate. We got questions. We got answers. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, Rodney Torres. Wow. 100 episodes in already. Great job, Russ and Jay. Now into episode 200.
We'll Russ can put up with me for that long.
Steve versus Man Cave Arcade. If you were stuck on a desert island with either an SNES, Sega Genesis, or both, but could only bring 6 games, what would you bring? P.S. I know my name looks like it says versus, as I just say this. As in versus, but it's actually V's. As in Stevie's Man Cave Arcade.
Hey, thanks for the explanation, though.
Breaking it down for us. Congrats on 100 episodes. Cheers to another 100. All right, after we broke that. All right, we got 6 games. Are you bringing SNES, Sega, or both?
There's only one answer.
Blink-182.
SNES. Yeah, Blink-182. I'm bringing Super Nintendo. Okay. I'm bringing Chrono Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can play it and get through all the endings.
True.
I'm bringing Super Castlevania because I need that game. I'm bringing probably Link to the Past.
Okay.
Just because it's so classic and good.
Three more.
I am going to bring NHL 94 so okay. I can play hockey over and over and over. I am going to bring what else? God, this is hard.
HP Trader says six copies of Truxton.
That's hilarious. People love Truxton.
Two more games.
All right, Super Mario World, just because it's the game that I have the most nostalgia for. God, there's got to be something really good I can pick for the last one. I don't know. Super Metroid.
There's Jay's picks. I would probably Turtles also in Time. Go with Super Nintendo. I feel like on Sega, I wouldn't be able to find six games that I'm nostalgia for that much to play over and over and over again, or that I sunk in a lot of time to while I was a kid. Because my neighbor had the Sega as a kid, so I played more of the Super Nintendo. I'll switch it up slightly from Jay, but obviously we'll have some matches. Definitely, I would bring Super Metroid and A Link to the Past and Chrono Trigger. So those three.
There's
right
three.
There. I'd probably bring Earthworm Jim. It's a pretty fun platformer. And honestly, I think I would bring Street Fighter 2.
I almost put that one on there too.
Just to have like something to switch it up so it's not all long play games where I could just jump into Street Fighter and play a couple rounds and kind of fiddle and stuff. As for the last game, that certainly would be tricky. I almost want to bring another RPG style game because, again, right, you're on a deserted island. Who knows if you're going to be rescued, you're going to be there for a while, and you want something long lasting. I've never played Earthbound before. So I feel
Ooh, Earthbound might be a good one.
I feel like that would be something I can fall into. And I feel like maybe it could keep me some sane because how it's so based like in reality, I guess, like you're a kid and you're using that and I'm stuck on an island. So maybe it gives me some sense of security.
Yeah.
Right.
This mic is a pipe bomb, said Final Fight, which is a game I love, but like, oh, dude, Abigail would make me so frustrated. I hate Abigail.
Fair enough.
As he punches me in the face.
Let's add all our questions. Let's see. That one. Nope, we got one more on YouTube. Switch over to there. We from Purge and Splurge Thrifting. Why didn't Sega make a comparable item like the Super Game Boy for its Sega Genesis console? I mean, they made everything else for what it seems with the 32X, the Sega CD, etc. Why not? If you don't have a functioning Game Gear now, which is few and far between, it seems that you are SOL when it comes to playing your Sega Game Gear games.
The response is from me.
Always thought it would be cool move by Sega, but they never pulled it off. And then Jay responded, that's actually a great question. I mean, they even had the Master System converter.
You know,
they only came out with the Nomad where you can play your Sega Genesis games.
Yeah.
Right. And that was it.
Yep. That was it. So, yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that. I mean, that would have been, Super Game Boy, just Super Sega or Sega Gear or whatever they would have called it. I don't know.
Right.
Because here's the thing. A Game Gear is just a Master System in essence. So if they had the Master System converter, why couldn't they do the Game Gear converter? I just don't know.
It had to come down to like where they were putting their marketing, getting ready for Saturn coming out, and they were already sinking money into 32X add-on, Sega CD add-on. So right. They couldn't put another add-on system to keep the life of that older system right going. It's already on life support with 32X and Sega CD. We got Sega Saturn just around the corner. No one's going to want a Sega Game Gear adapter for the Saturn. I guess, right? How would that even work?
Well, they wouldn't have put it on the Saturn, would they? But don't you think they would have put it on the Genesis?
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying, though. But they're trying to move the newer unit, right? They're not trying to stay focused on this older model, so to say. I don't know.
Sega made a lot of missteps, apparently, because they're no longer a company that produces consoles. So,
right.
Because I think they still make games, but that's about it, right? And
yeah. Bloody Bones, good night, guys. I've had fun. Look forward to the next live.
You appreciate made it an hour and 2 minutes. So, good job.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't have any more phone calls. And that was the questions we had on our social media. So if anyone watching has any questions you want us to dive into, other than that, we could kind of talk about what's the future of the podcast hold, doing 100 episodes. We just started doing guests. I know a few people reached out to me and said they would like to be on the podcast. So if you guys are down with some guests in the future, we had Mike Butler on last week from Forgotten Cinema talking movies, which seemed to go well. Again, it will come down to whether the people can fit to our time schedule, since we record these 10 o'clock at night and go till, you know, almost 11:30 or so.
Yep.
Let's see. We got a couple comments on here. HP Shredder says, it's tough to think which games I'd really take. He's talking about Desert Island. I'd want something like DQ5, Dragon Quest V, maybe Mario World, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, maybe. Final Fantasy VI. I'd want longer and super replayable games with multiple ways to play. I mean, that's the key. Yeah,
that like makes a lot of sense.
Jay said with Chrono Trigger, you got like 7 different endings you can unravel with there.
That's it.
What is Samuel saying? As someone who liked The Adventure of Link more than The Legend of Zelda, I really loved Battle of Olympus. This game is so underrated, which is a shame because it's a quite a great game. I never played that one, Battle of Olympus.
Do I have that game?
Another hidden gem would be, yes, it's on the NES, that me and Jay ended up getting into was Faxanadu, which kind of plays.
Oh, I gotta finish. I gotta finish Faxanadu. Gotta finish it.
So that's a good one. Here we go. We got a question here of how do we meet, Jay?
It's a great question. I mean, I think I just watched Russ's channel and started making YouTube videos, and then Russ was doing what's the name of that thing where you win YouTuber of the Month?
That's right.
Was that when we met, or did we meet before that?
I think were you aware of who I was? Because I feel like the retro gaming community, it was a lot of like shouting out and like
response videos
and stuff like that. So it was like Mega Dan, J Love 81. It seemed like Russ. this core group or whatever. And then, yeah, I was nominated for something called YouTuber of the Month, where that got started, I think maybe 2 or 3 years prior to when it got to me, where they would just pick someone that had less than, was it 1,000 subscribers?
Right. Yeah.
And they had to be part of retro gaming community and this and that. So they're kind of highlighting these younger channels or lesser known channels. And it would get, I think, 5 nominees. So we might have crossed paths on there where it's like, oh, well, who's this guy? Like, he seems cool. And then we ended up reaching out to each other and doing a few collaboration videos.
Yeah.
Where I was like, hey, do you want to do this video? Like, what if we did a top 5 summer NES games here, film these parts and I'll edit it and put it on my channel and vice versa. And then we finally got to physically meet at Southeast Game Exchange in what, 2018, 19, maybe? It was before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I guess and I can look like up when my video came up.
What's my series called? Nintendo Oddities on a towel.
Yes. Like
a beach towel.
So 2019, I think I uploaded my Southeast Game Exchange video.
Yep.
Because we also did a panel together, I believe.
Like it was a like YouTuber. Me, you, and Jen?
Yeah. At Southeast Game Exchange in Greenville, South Carolina.
It's funny because I feel like I've known Russ forever at this point.
Right, because now we've been doing the podcast and we were so very...
Well, it's like I talk to you at least once a week live, and then also, you know, there's some communication via the phone, texting, what right. are we doing? We've got to get this together.
Right, usually getting our... that would be one thing, the 100th episodes, and we usually get our topic like Monday and we record Wednesdays. So a lot
Russ
of times,
doesn't have much to work with here.
I can't post like the questions to our social medias until Tuesday or so. And then
we should
people...
start thinking of that on Wednesday night when we're done.
Right.
And then you could post it Thursday.
Cause then people still would comment on, you know, like tonight or Thursday, I'll get some comments. It's like, well, we already record it. So I'm sorry. I can't get you on the podcast now.
But that's it.
Yeah. It was pretty simple. And then we just stayed in touch essentially on our love for pop punk and retro video games.
That's it. And wearing the opposite clothes apparently. Which we don't have on tonight, but
You got a black hat, I got a black shirt. I could have wore a blue hat to match your shirt.
There we go.
Blast.
Ness Some Simpson says it's a great game. It is a great game, but I don't know what game he's talking about.
I imagine Battle of Olympus.
Oh, okay, maybe.
That weird Samuel was talking about before.
And then HPR Shredder says, not that it bothers me, but for future reference, it's Xanadu, short for Famicom Xanadu, which I think I knew that, but I'm always just too lazy to think it. But thanks for letting us know.
Fuzzanadu.
I wonder how they got Fa from Famicom. You think it'll be like Fam Xanadu?
Right. Well, again, I don't know. Some translation errors, maybe, apparently. Yeah. But yeah, I never played that. Well, I feel like the name alone was confusing as a child seeing it, and maybe that's why it didn't catch on, or like people talking right. about it more.
It's like, and as a Westerner, you would only know that if you were just like super nerdy back in 1990 when it came out or whatever, you know?
Right. Like with,
actually, I've been to Japan and it's, you know, I don't know. Was there a Xanadu and then Famicom made a Xanadu later?
Right.
The story? I don't know. Anyway, the point is, the game is really cool.
Right. Whereas, like, Legend of Zelda, right? It sounds more intriguing.
Yeah, if they would have called it The Legend of the Waterless Tree.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, even another series, Wizards and Warriors.
Right.
TWs, like, just sounds cool and epic, and you know what those two things are. I know Wizards, I know Warriors, then the cover.
It's
just
Wizards and Warriors.
But even with the cover on Xanadu, is like this weird cream right color.
Yeah.
Like the tree is on it. You're like, what am I even?
Yeah, it's like
at?
The Tree of Wisdom or something. Where's that game at?
So it's like, what is this? No appeal. They missed it on the box art.
Yeah, like this is like a, that's like a shield with like a metal looking tree, and then it just says daggers and wing boots, mantras and monsters await you. Like
the most I can say, it does kind of rip off Final Fantasy with like the text and this and that, so maybe they're trying to go with that. But
1988 Hudson Soft. When I first found this game, I'd never heard of it as a kid, never, not once. And I was like, I did want to play it though. And then after I played it for like 5 minutes, I already knew that I was going to really like it. So that's cool.
Oh, we're going to have to look up this is the box art for the Famicom version is that much, that much better.
Fuh Xanadu. I gotta imprint that in my brain so I can say it correctly. Fuh Xanadu.
Fuh Xanadu.
It's so sick. It has a knight.
Can I, present the screen
this
here?
Fail-fated box art. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And it's like a real picture of a knight, essentially. Almost like how they did Wizards and Warriors had Fabio
creepy.
In it.
Something about him makes me think of... I was really into, right around the time of the pandemic, Dark Crystal on Netflix. They did a Dark Crystal series that if you've never watched, if you like Dark Crystal, it's way better than the movie. It's so good. And it actually explains a lot about the movie too. But he kind of looks like one of those little, I can't think of what they're called.
Oh, he's a model toy.
It's like foblings or something. I don't know what they're called. Yeah, that it looks kind of creepy. Huh? Kind of weirds me out, actually. He doesn't look like he fits with the rest of the picture. Oh, the life force salamander with the big like lizard face on the front. Yeah, that is cool. I do know that one. Because sometimes at Southeast Game Exchange, they have people that sell like Famicom carts. The only Famicom card I currently own is I have two copies of Kid Dracula for some reason. But yeah, the big snake head looking thing, that's great. I love that. Yeah,
looks good.
Love Life Force. I'm terrible at it, but I love it.
Sweet. Oh, what do we got?
It's see-through. It's clear.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't notice that, too. The card's see-through. Gotta love it. We did a full clear episode of clear things in the 90s. Phones.
That's right. We sure did.
Pagers.
That was great. Great episode.
Yeah. So future episodes, again, we usually come up with our topics very late in the week. Jay's been shooting me topics though randomly. So we're trying to get a,
like a little list,
like a backlog list of things we need.
I'll be at work and I'll just think of something, but I'm going to text this to us before I forget.
So hopefully for future episodes, try to keep the podcast going as much as you can. I feel like how many times can you dive into the nostalgia bucket, but I feel like there's different ways to spin almost the same topic that maybe we covered in the past, having 100 episodes in. We do try to switch up and not always do video game stuff, even though that's what we're heavily focused on. And the warp pipe is in reference to a Super Mario Brothers warp pipe, but we did cover music, fashion, cartoons, toys, board games, stuff like that. Yep. So definitely would like to see going back into some of those topics, maybe even with fresh eyes or a different perspective on tackling those, talking about Ninja Turtles or Battle Beasts once again.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I think that Pixel Podcast does really well is they have the segments, they have this one where they do a thumbs up or a thumbs down. It'll be they'll just ask controversial questions. It'll be like, okay, the Nintendo was actually better than the N64. True or false, or yes or no. And then they'll say yes or no while they agree. But yeah, we could find some way to put some segments.
Well, we did have our, Power Minute, where we would take a look at a Nintendo Power issue, give you guys the top 10 games of that time. So we haven't done that in a bit, so maybe we'll try to bring that one back.
That we have comments shout out, and we also have channel shout out, which is when I shouted out HPR Shredder.
Right, yep.
Hey, check this out.
Check out this good content.
That's right.
We're always open for new ideas and thoughts on the show. Again, that's what I said. We have the phone number for you to contact us and call in and give us some of your topics you want to see us cover or tackle. 949-682-9277. You leave your voicemail and we'll play it over the podcast.
That's right.
What was he talking about? The snack time one was insane. Oh, I think on my live stream when I was talking about. Or do you mean the snacks on here? I don't know. I did snacky snack time on my live stream. You're in there showing that, or when we were talking about.
Did we do a snack episode like a 90s snacks like Teddy Grahams and shark bites and stuff like that? Maybe.
Yeah, I think I remember those here. I can dive into. Let's see, I'm signing into our channel so I can look at the content. snacks.
I have a craving for some birthday cake ice cream after this.
Candy? Nothing coming up.
90. Oh, dude, Russ, I just had a great idea.
Okay.
You know what we should do?
I'm trying to look.
Stores from like the 80s and 90s at the mall. Like,
yeah, like Radio like Shack.
That are no longer there, like Gadzooks.
I never even heard of that one. Gadzooks?
Yeah, do some research.
I could have swore I remember making a thumbnail for candy and nothing's coming up. Shredder's talking about my live stream. So when I did my snacky snack time and I had the little
yum, 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 yum. I love it.
So maybe we could do a snack episode then for the future. Yeah, definitely there that. You. Definitely stores at like malls is a good throwback.
80 ballads. Yeah, like stores that are no longer there. You know what I mean?
We did do a music one with like our top 90s music tracks or something like that.
But we need like 80s ballads. Like, I just died in your arms tonight.
Ding, 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 ding.
Must have been something you said.
Or it would be a guitar, I guess.
Yeah. Gaming YouTubers. Yeah. That was cool.
That one did pretty well. A lot of people have been coming over to the podcast for that one here.
We should do that again, but this time on smaller channels. Because one of the things that I saw a video and they were talking about Pixel Podcast and they're like, yeah, they did YouTubers, but they only did like the popular ones. Like, okay, they're friends with Retro Rick. Let's do Retro Rick. Okay, they're friends with Phoenix Resale. Let's do Phoenix Resale. And this guy did a tier list of like all the small YouTubers, and somehow I made the tier list. And he was like, basically, he was like, I don't know enough about this guy. I'm putting him in the I don't know tier. I was like, I wrote, I'm just happy I made the list.
I made the tier. Well, I mean, the thing with that, I mean, I definitely love to shout out like some of the up and coming or lower. Not lower. What would you say?
Lesser us little guys.
Lesser known little guys. Right. I don't personally now watch as much retro content as I did years ago. So finding those channels, like I only know the current people that I know. Linda, the aka the gamer girl, J-Lo,
right.
Mega Dan. Yep. Who else are the same crew
like
people?
T-Belly. Solid Nate.
Solid Nate. Captain Algebra.
That's right.
So it'd be all those
Owl
people.
Richard Gamer. Owl Richard Gamer Dad.
Right.
What's Tony's name from Michigan, Detroit area?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Why can't I think of Tony's name? Anyway, big old words.
I was gonna say, isn't Tony his name?
Well, yeah, but what's his YouTube name?
Waves and Games.
Yeah. Waves and Games. You know me. Exactly.
Bilbo Baggins.
From all the way from the Shire. Back in the day, gamer. Thank you, Waves and Games. How can I forget Tony's name? Jeez. Let's see. I want to read. There's some stuff going on over here. Let's see. All the history of it, the channels used to watch. I actually went into Beat 'em Up's live stream after that and said, heard you were into some drama like a decade ago. I played coy, but he brought it up like 6 minutes later. Couldn't let it go. That's so funny. So you got under his skin. I can't. I don't ever watch Wood. I just can't watch him. So fake. So I was like, I don't know. I think it was something like Retro Freedom. Dude, Vague posted in his stream for no joke 10 straight minutes.
Jeez.
What does Vague posted mean? I don't know what that means, if I'm being truthfully honest.
Vaguely posting? Posting vague, like vague, you're beating around the bush, I guess, like.
Is that what that means?
That's what I assume, like not being straightforward with what you're getting at.
Maybe. That's hilarious.
That's the way I see it. Yeah, I mean, we could definitely do an episode of lesser known channel gamers and stuff.
Oh, so he did a Kamala Harris. He said a bunch of stuff and didn't say anything at all. Sorry. I'll keep my political beliefs to myself. I was a young YouTuber, people. I don't know. Okay, yeah.
I didn't know better.
Wood sucks. I don't care.
Anyways, let me try to steer this podcast out of the dumpster fire here.
Right in the ditch, Jay.
If you guys want to check out, we do have a website, theweeklywartpipe.com, that has all our episodes and merch as well. We got stickers, magnets, enamel pins, mugs, and t-shirts. So you could grab any of that stuff to support the show. And we do have a Patreon that's under mine with our top tier Patreon supporters, Dan and Nicole's, Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills. Support the podcast. Head over to patreon.com/Russ Lyman.
And if you sign up too, Russell, say your name while I point awkwardly down.
Beep.
I don't know why I do that. It's just stupid. It's just something for me to do while you're
something
talking.
Something to do. That's it. They get the shout out. Yeah, I mean, we're going to continue on. We hit 100 episodes here. And yeah, we've been doing 2 a week. I think we're going to skip the Warp Pipe Wednesday this week.
We just hit 100 minutes for 100 episodes. So,
right. Yeah, it's been cranking them out. So it's a little longer episode. Usually the episodes are about an hour, a little less. So hopefully you guys enjoy the longer ones. And maybe we'll live stream once a month. So if you wanted to come in and chat, we'll do that. And we'll keep you posted. Appreciate you guys listening. I think that's about it. We'll probably wrap it up. Get out of here before it gets too late. Appreciate everyone hanging out in the stream. HB Shredder. We got Waves and Games. Who else is up in here? Samuel Mirrors, maybe. Nez Sum Simpson.
Mega Dan was here briefly. Right. Maybe still here. Lurking in the background. I don't know.
Lurking.
I don't know what he does.
Sweet. All right, guys. We will catch you on the next one.